Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And in addition to the people that have been thanked, Michael, Jimmy, Joan, I'd like to thank all the members of the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. In addition, all the people of all the audiences at Hemingway's with whom and to whom I've listened to the poetry that has been spoken here. It's been a big help. Thank you for coming. I apologize for this first poem ahead of time, but I couldn't resist. The first two lines are taken from Graffiti. 2016 campaign dilemma in four lines. One, the amount of intelligence on the planet is constant. Two, the population is growing. Three, each campaign agrees on the premise of one and two. Four, each campaign thinks the premise applies to the other campaign. Back porch. Gray latex, curled, sycamore bark on tongue and groove fur. Back against spindled back, I rocked my carved throne, moving history, culture, art handed down with the first ads. Once on a backswing, that chair took me off the porch, a 3-foot drop to summer grass. The porch I cared for, removing dirt that parted slats. I dug firmly, cleaned deep, until the sharp prongs of the hot dog fork shot from the crevice, found an artery in my right shin. Blood spurted, life, scaring me to death. Mom and Dad, back from the store, saw the red pool, the look in my eyes. His hands tore the white rag rapidly. It hurt until the bleeding stopped. I showed that red cloth of courage to my friend Eddie, watching from next door. When I visit home, part of me is gone, replaced by a kitchen, a master bedroom. In that kitchen, my daughters licked grandma's spoons. They have memories that sink below linoleum tile to mix with paint chips in the crawl space. The mower. V-slots in cloth props cradle zigzagged cotton rope where jeans in stretchers hang, ironed by the sun, while shirts and slips flap in the breeze. Rope down, laundry folded, I listen as the pushmore sings, blades spinning in synchrony, rye, plantain, clover falling between pauses, scenting the breeze. I lean on the worn handle, watch paddle wheels furrow the mawn, red and white wheelhouses shaded by bridge shadows, glinting water bearing coal, ore, and steel. White feathered waves flow out, fold into the river, till terrain seals them from view, cicada echoes pushing up and down the valley. GPS. I try to find my neighbor's house, the one who drives the rusted Ram. His GPS is glowing on the dash in a heavily traveled area where it might be stolen. So I knock on the wrong door, ask if the driver lives there, cause his GPS is on. A withered hag, half dressed for comfort, beads her eyes, snaps, "That's his problem, isn't it?" I find the right door, a beard wrapped in pasta sauce aroma. "Yeah," he says, and calls to someone further in. I return to breaking news, an 11-year-old's fatality, his brother, 16, in critical condition, while a 9-year-old lies dead in an alley. And was the plane down by a missile? And here are the election results, and do you have erectile dysfunction? I'm a better candidate because, and the police are shooting people everywhere. Something needs to be done by somebody. And that boy, that cop had no business shooting that boy. And I realize I haven't fully trusted a cop since Serpico. And the politician says, we can't afford entitlements. And I remember Mark bemoaning his wage attachments, saying, nobody pays student loans. And I want to scream in the cop's face, the one who rolled through the stop sign, gave a dirty look at the driver with right of way, and at the drivers who don't yield at yields, and who think a red octagon is a yield sign, and at those who ride bikes between traffic and parked cars, and at those who jaywalk and scream at jaywalkers, and at anyone who drives through intersections. And I still want the money the banks owe me. And don't get me started on fraudsters or Boy Scout teacher, preacher, pedophiles. So I hike Otter Creek. Trees, streams, birdsong. Sit at the campfire. See the nuthatch, black nib ticking the birch. A bedded fawn. The beaver that slid silently beside the boat scared me to a jump with a tail slap. The pond's evening edge. Worn sky, dragonfly, cattail silhouettes. Thank you. We're going to make this short and sweet. I'm going to wrap it up with Chico. Chico, rattlesnake boots, pure silver spurs. You could hear them whir, watch tumbleweeds eddy around them. Dust devils reeled in their wake. Poco would prod him till he spun the glinting chambers of his 45 to a pure C, which Poco used to tune the saloon's piano. That's all Ziggy's fault. I followed her cue. Carla Lamb's the next poet. Please welcome Carla Lamb.